You are listening to the audio of Neighbourly Voyeur, brought to you by sexierstories.com. Please visit our website for more erotica pleasure. Now let's get started. My heart raced as I snuck into the backyard, my curiosity piqued by the sounds coming from the neighbour's house. The windows were wide open, and I could hear soft moans and gasps of pleasure. Suddenly I felt a hand on my shoulder, and I nearly jumped out of my skin. "Hey, what are you doing back here?" my husband David whispered in my ear, his breath hot against my neck. He had caught me spying on our neighbour Greg, who was having sex with his wife Lisa. I wanted to see," I stammered, blushing furiously. "I didn't mean to, I heard the sounds and couldn't resist." David's eyes widened in surprise, but then he grinned wickedly. "Well, if you're going to spy on our neighbours, might as well do it right." He led me over to a tall hedge that blocked our view of the house, and together we peered through the leaves at the scene unfolding inside. Greg was lying back on their bed, naked and completely erect, while Lisa straddled him, her own body slick with sweat as she slid up and down his cock. I could see the desperation in Greg's eyes, the need for release driving him to thrust harder and faster. But it was Lisa's moans that sent shivers down my spine. "Oh God, yes!" she cried, her voice hoarse with pleasure. "Fuck me harder, baby! Fuck me until I come all over your cock!" I felt David's hand on the small of my back, and I could sense him growing hard against me as we watched our neighbours fuck. He was just as turned on by this forbidden peek into their intimate world as I was, and I couldn't help but feel a thrill at the knowledge that we were sharing this experience together. Without warning, Greg let out a roar of triumph, and I could imagine his cock pulsing as he came inside Lisa's pussy, filling her with his hot cum. She screamed in pleasure, her body convulsing around him as she orgasmed hard, her juices running down his shaft and soaking the sheets beneath them. I felt a sudden gush of wetness between my own legs, and I knew that I was just as aroused by this scene as they were. My pussy throbbed with desire, and I could feel myself growing damp with need. "You know, we should go inside," David whispered in my ear, "before anyone catches us." I nodded, biting my lip to stifle a whimper of lust as he led me back into our own house. Our eyes locked together as if sharing a secret that only the two of us knew. We tiptoed up the stairs and into our bedroom, shedding our clothes as we went. Once inside, David pushed me down onto the bed, his fingers already tracing the wetness between my thighs as he slid them into my pussy, making me gasp with pleasure. He was rougher than usual, his cock throbbing against my leg as he positioned himself between my spread thighs and began to thrust deep inside me. "Oh God!" I moaned, arching my back and offering myself up to him completely. "Fuck me harder, baby! Fuck me until I come all over your cock!" David growled in response, his hips pounding into mine as he claimed my pussy with every thrust. I could feel the tension building within me, the pressure mounting higher and higher until I finally exploded in a burst of pleasure, my pussy clenching around him as I screamed out my orgasm. David wasn't far behind, his cock throbbing deep inside me as he came with a roar, filling me with his own hot cum. We lay together for a few moments, our hearts pounding in sync, before David rolled off of me and onto his back, panting heavily. "That was amazing," I whispered, reaching out to take his hand in mine. "I can't believe we did that." David smiled, his eyes glinting with mischief. "You know, if you were so curious about our neighbours, maybe we should invite them over sometime and gauge if they'd want to all have sex together." I felt a shiver of anticipation run down my spine at the thought. The idea of sharing our bed with another couple, experiencing the thrill of watching them fuck while being fucked ourselves. It was a tantalizing thought that I couldn't resist. "Maybe we should," I agreed, leaning in to kiss him deeply, our tongues dancing together as we both grew hard and wet once more. But for now, let's just focus on each other. And with that, David rolled back on top of me, his cock sliding deep into my pussy once again as he began to fuck me slow and steady, drawing out every last ounce of pleasure from our bodies until we both came together again in a blinding flash of ecstasy. Thank you for listening to the audio of Neighborly Voyeur. If you enjoyed it, please like and follow us for more. You can also visit our website, sexiestories.com, for more erotica pleasure.